Jason Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, Yuki, the Music Maids and Lee, the Charioteers, and Bing's guest for this evening, the popular star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures, George Murphy. And here with a song of the Bombardiers is Bing Crosby.
The weather's fine for flying. The fog has gone to bed. There's such good visibility. You can see victory ahead. Let's fill the air with eagles. Let's fill the clouds with men. And we will see a world that's free when we fly home again.
Said the bombardier to the pilot,
"Well, give us a little ride."
The pilot said to the navigator,
"Won't you slide inside?"
The navigator, he looked around and said to the engineer,
"Your hands are dirty, your pants are dirty, you're dirty behind the ear."
Said the bombardier to the gunner,
"How are we fixed for lead?"
The pilot said to the radio man,
"How's the weather ahead?"
Said the bombardier to the pilot,
"Well, give us that pretty crate. About 5 degrees to the right will make it, just as sure as fate."
The ship belonged to the bombardier, who opened his little bay. He saw the target, the lovely target, and suddenly,
"Bombs away!"
Said the bombardier to the pilot,
"Call it a day."
And then the pilot said to the radio man,
"Yo-ho, we've done it again.
Weather's fine for flying. The fog has gone to bed. There's such good visibility. You can see victory ahead.
Let's fill the air with eagles. Let's fill the clouds with men. And we will see a world that's free when we fly home again."
The Old Craft Music Hall, friends, slated for all our fighting men who are constantly on the alert all over the world. Here at home, there's another group that's always on the alert, the farmer. Many a farmer and his wife work 15 to 18 hours a day, growing grub for our soldiers, our war workers, our allies, and ourselves. We all got to get plenty of vitamin-loaded vegetables, buttermilk, and cheese. And standing firmly behind these hard-working dairy farmers are the 4-H clubs, 1,700,000 rural boys and girls from 10 to 21 years of age. It's an honor for us to salute the members of the 4-H clubs who have taken this vow. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, and my country. We all might do well to live up to such a pledge. As for the Old Craft Music Hall this fine March evening, we're featuring the cinema's Mr. George Murphy, the Mighty Murph, as well as the blonde and lovely Marilyn Maxwell. May I say, Marilyn, that each Thursday you look more alluring. May I also say that I speak for everyone when I tell you that we've all been looking forward to seeing you this evening.
Yes, you've all been looking very forward.
Spring, you know. After all, it's March. March, the month of awakening. March, the month of renaissance. March, the birth of spring.
Hey, I'm back.
March!
Well, don't worry, I'm going. I just came to say goodbye. I'm a very sick man.
Oh, you look pretty healthy to me.
Well, my trouble don't show, Mr. Copner. You see, the doctor says it's really a condition of the mind.
Oh, well, then definitely don't worry.
You mean you think there's really no condition?
There's no mind.
Oh, Ken, don't be so mean to the little man. Yuki needs help.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Yuki but melancholia. All he needs is a good laugh. Well, I've snapped many people out of a mental despond with a good joke, like... here's a good one. This'll kill you. This'll really fix you right up. Look, Yuki, did you ever hear about the little dog who had his tail cut off to improve his carriage, but it ruined his wagon?
Yuki, what's the name of your doctor?
Let me talk to Yuki. What he needs is to see an example of happiness like me. I've led a full life.
You mean overflowing, don't you?
I have a sure cure for the blues.
Well, what is it, Mr. Trotter?
Right after every meal, eat a full meal.
Here, here.
It's guaranteed to make you as happy as I am.
That happy I don't want to be.
Tell me, Yuki, did anything like this ever happen to you before?
Well, once, for 3 whole days, I wasn't myself.
Probably the happiest days of your life.
Perhaps, Yuki, if we went dancing and the lights were low and the music sweet, you'd feel better.
Think so?
Then perhaps we might go out in the balcony under the moon and sit out for a dance or two.
No, I don't think that would do me any good.
I got news for you, Yuki.
Wow.
You're not sick. You're dead.
Mexicali rolls, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night you'll know that I'll be pining. Every hour a year while I'm away. Dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and hold me. Mexicali Rose, goodbye.
Thus a ditty penned in part by one of California's state senators. And before turning to the charioteers, the gentleman from Los Angeles yields to the gentleman from Peoria.
I'd like a word with you women who spend your afternoons being nurses' aides or rolling bandages or selling bonds and stamps. I'd like a word with you busy ladies who are holding down full-time jobs and being homemakers, too. That problem of dinner in a hurry isn't nearly so big when you discover the swell macaroni and cheese that you can cook in 7 minutes. It's called Kraft Dinner, and in one box it gives you both ingredients for delicious macaroni and cheese. There's a special fast-cooking macaroni, and there's plenty of Kraft grated that puts grand cheese flavor through and through in a jiffy. That Kraft Dinner saves you shopping time and cooking time, and it's a point saver, too. So try it soon. Ask for Kraft Dinner.
My soul is a witness
for my Lord.
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 Oh, will you be a witness
for my Lord?
Will you be a witness
for my Lord?
Oh, will you be a witness
for my Lord?
Oh, will you be a witness
for my Lord?
Now you're reading the Bible, you understand. Methuselah was the oldest man. He lived 969, died and went to Canaan in plenty due time. My soul is a witness
for my Lord.
My soul is a witness
for my Lord.
For my soul is a witness
for my Lord.
For my soul is a witness
for my Lord.
How are you reading the Bible? You understand. Samson was the strongest man. Killed about 1,000 of the Philistines. Died and went to glory in plenty due time. Now Samson was a witness
for my Lord.
Oh, Samson was a witness
for my Lord.
Yes, Samson was a witness
for my Lord.
Oh, Samson was a witness
for my Lord.
Brother, will you be a witness?
Yes, I'll be your witness. Witness for my Lord.
Witness for.
present being starred in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Technicolor musical picture Broadway Rhythm, my friend and the friend of all my friends, George Murphy, comes to us this evening direct from the sound stages of RKO, where he is happily engaged in the manufacture of another musical extravaganza. Really, it's only natural that a Mick with a voice like the Mighty Murphs would eventually wind up in musical films. And I want to welcome you, George, to this singing racket. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I thank you.
Who Ben. Else is in the picture?
Frank Sinatra.
Hey.
What kind of guy is Frankie, George? I mean, to work with.
Oh, he's swell, Ken, swell. You know, he's a sportsman, just like Bing here. Only Frankie's interested in boxing. Used to be a fighter himself, they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing about your ring career, Bing?
My ring career?
Yeah.
I couldn't go two heats with Margaret O'Brien.
Oh, now, don't talk like that, Bing. If a man needs a box-fighting background to keep him swooning, don't give up now. As a matter of fact, now is just the time for you to get into the fight game. You know, what with all the younger men in the service and things like that
true,
going on.
True, true, true.
Well, stick with me. I'm looking for a boy to manage.
If you're looking for a fighter, George, don't you think I'd make a better fighter than Bing? I'm big and strong.
Yes, yes, John, that you are. Every time I see you, I get the impression of great strength. I think of Atlas holding up the globe.
Do I really remind you of Atlas?
No, the globe.
Let me tippy-toe out of here.
He's gone. He's gone, that boy.
Bing,
yes?
Just shut your eyes and project yourself into the future. Your fight career has started.
Yes?
You're sitting in my office in Madison Round Garden.
Madison Round Garden?
I'm not on the square.
Oh.
We're sitting there cogitating. We're waiting for the rival manager to show up with his boy so we can sign the papers. And you're saying to me...
Hey, boss, can I have the afternoon off, huh? I just done 10 miles road work.
10 miles of road work? Why, you've only been going 20 minutes. How could you do all that road work?
I rode.
Well, get running, my boy, get running. Or you'll fold up like a cardboard suitcase in a California mist.
Don't worry none about me. Look at this barrel chest.
Ha! Looks like the barrel someone went over Niagara Falls in. Maybe I ought to get you into condition a new way with my mental method.
How do I use a mental method?
Well, it's simple. It works this way. You think of Sandow, you'll have a shape like him.
Yes.
You think of Hercules, and you'll have a shape like him.
That method ain't gonna work with me.
Why?
I keep thinking of Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, that's not a bad idea between us.
Quiet,
quiet. That must be manager Carpet Thacker and his boy Fluky Luky. Come in.
Is this boy here the one you want us to fight?
I'm him.
We're leaving.
Where's your boy?
Here I am.
We're leaving.
Yeah, call the fight off. I can't see me stepping into a ring and getting my kisser all beaten out of shape.
That never happens. I've been boxing all my life and didn't ruin my face.
What did?
Hey, boss, tell me this boy Fluky Yuki's got a glass jaw.
How about that, Carpet Thacker?
Glass jaw? Oh, you're nuts. Fluky's a modern fighter.
What's modern got to do with a glass jaw?
My boy's jaw is plastic.
You're right, and his nose looks like the greenhouse on a B-25. Say, what kind of training you been running this boy of yours through, Carpet Thacker?
Well, he reads the funny paper every morning.
Uh-huh, it's beginning to show on him, too. Looks like a stand-in for Flat Top.
I read Popeye, and I learned to eat spinach. Now I'm just like Popeye.
Strong?
Popeyed.
Well, I'm not very impressed with Kruna Krovany's physique, either.
What's wrong with my physique?
Now, wait a minute. Kruna Krovany bears comparison with the best in the fight game.
Yeah, go on. Look at those pictures up there on the wall. Jim Jeffries' muscles fairly ripple. Jim Corbett's muscles ripple. Jake Johnson's muscles ripple.
What about mine?
They drip.
Now, wait a minute, Carpet Tech. You're going to sign for this fight, or ain't you?
Why, sure we're going to sign. Where's your pen, Yuki?
San Quentin.
No?
Here's my pen. Here's my pen right here. Sign.
Okay. I made my cross. I made my cross.
First fight I ever heard of where the double cross was in the contract.
Okay, next time we see you guys, it'll be at Madison Square Garden.
Right. Listen to that crowd. Now I want you to fight a smart fight. Keep away from the guy.
I'll get my hat.
No, hey, you're all set. Your hands are all bandaged. You're ready to put on the gloves.
Don't you think I need the rest of that roll of bandage?
I'm saving that for after the fight.
Any more instructions, boss?
Just what I told you. Come out with the right cross, follow up with the left cross.
What comes after that?
The red cross. Come on now, get in there and let's fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen the heavyweights and the lightweights fight. You've seen the welterweights and the middleweights. Now get ready for the world's champion stage weights. Fluky Yuki voices Kruna Kroveny. Okay, you men know the rules. Yeah. Shake hands now. Go back to your corners. Yeah. Come out fighting. Yeah.
Boss, boss, throw in the towel.
I can't. The laundry hasn't come back yet. We're saved by the bell. Now, listen. You ain't approaching this thing right.
Yeah.
Don't let that look fool you. Croon to him. Scare him.
Scare him?
Sure. Don't let him know you're afraid. Now, the next round, go out there like you're going to win and start singing. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Wrong tune.
What do you think you ought to sing?
I'm heading for the last round.
Wrong attitude. Go out there with hate gleaming from your good eye and let him have it with...
No love, no nothing.
Yeah, but when he starts coming toward me, all I can think of... Oh, what say, let's be buddies. What say, let's be pals.
Now, what are you, a man or a mouse? When he comes toward you, lead out sharply with,
shoo, 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 baby.
How about forcing him into a clinch?
How?
Well, I let him have it with, put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight.
No, don't do that. Suppose he does happen to hit the iron a few times. Yes. Rise and shine. Life's what you make it.
My life's going to be what he makes it. Supposing he puts me to
sleep, sleep, sleep. But
don't worry. There's not a chance. Just remember,
I couldn't sleep a wink tonight until I had this silly fight. And I will call you up next morning to see if everything is still all right. Yes, I'm going to call you up next morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
March is back. 1938. King Carol issues proclamation abolishing parliamentary government in Romania. Adolf Hitler marches his soldiers into Austria. 1938. Foreign Secretary Anthony Eden resigns in protest at appeasement tactics. German troops occupy Czechoslovakia. 1938. And with a tramp of martial heels being heard around the world, many a thoughtful young man of military age can be heard saying to his girlfriend,
"Listen, I've thought about it, I'm going in."
Well, if that's how you feel, Harry, man has to do what he thinks is right.
Yeah. When I go in, will you kiss me goodbye?
Of course, Harry. When you go in.
Oh. Well, will you miss me? I mean, when I go in.
You know I will, Harry. It'll make me very sad.
You couldn't just show me how you'll kiss me goodbye, could you?
No, Harry. It would spoil the real goodbye.
Oh. Well, you wouldn't want to spoil it, would you?
No, Harry.
But you'll be waiting for me when I come out, huh?
Yes, Harry.
Gosh, I wish I didn't have to leave you.
Me too, Harry. Maybe I could go in, too.
It'd be wonderful. Well, no, I wouldn't want you to.
But why? I'm sure lots of girls...
No, you wait for me till I get out.
But why, if I feel like going in,
can't
I?
I'll tell you why, because I'm not going to have people pointing at me and saying, he let his girl pay her own way into the movies. Want me to...
Well, I'm going in. If you don't want to sit with me, all right.
Where are you
going
to be sitting?
In the balcony.
You mean you don't mind sitting in the balcony?
It's cheaper.
Darker, too.
It's a good picture. I've seen it.
Then why are you going in?
To be with you.
I've seen it, too.
Then why are you going in?
Your folks got company tonight.
I like the theme song. You know, thanks for the memory.
Oh, yeah, that Shirley Ross is cute, too.
Oh, she is
yeah.
She? Well, I like that Bob Hope.
Him?
Yeah, there's something about his face.
Yeah, his nose.
I mean when he sings that song with Shirley. Here we are. Don't we look a mess? Lipstick on your collar, wrinkles in my dress. Two sleepy people who
know very well that too much in love to break the spell.
Here we are, crazy in the head. Gee, your eyes are gorgeous, even when they're red. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Mother didn't like you at all.
I was happy with Dad, though.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest, get a bit of rest.
Well, here we are, just about the same. A foggy little fella,
drowsy little day. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember when we went dancing down at Ocean Park? When it was over, why, naturally, we cuddled in the dark.
And then your car broke down, and we walked back to town. Well, here we are, keeping up the pace,
letting each tomorrow slap us in the face.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light,
and too much in love to say goodnight.
And thus, friends, a few notes on 1938. We bring you up to date now with some more current agenda.
Many thousands of you women in our music hall audience know what delicious macaroni and cheese you can make with Kraft Dinner. You know how the Kraft Dinner macaroni cooks fluffy tender in just 7 minutes. You know how the Kraft grater that comes in each Kraft Dinner box puts in swell cheese flavor in a jiffy. You know what a time saver and a point saver Kraft Dinner really is. But do you know any tricks with Kraft Dinner? For instance, have you ever done a speedy Kraft Dinner ring? You simply press the hot macaroni and cheese into a ring mold and turn it out on a platter. Fill the center with a little creamed leftover meat or vegetables, garnish with a little parsley or olives or what have you, and there is a dinner platter worthy of company. Another fancy speed trick is macaroni and cheese timbles, molded simply by pressing the hot Kraft Dinner into custard cups, garnished as you please. So try it plain, try it fancy, but try it soon. The quick-made macaroni and cheese you get with Kraft Dinner.
This road leads to Rainbowville. My way up ahead is Bluebird Hill. Going my way, just pack a basket full of wishes, and off you start. With Sunday morning in your heart, round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway, happiness is down the line. Going my way, The smiles you gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way.
With the title song Going My Way of Paramount's forthcoming musical film, starring Risa Stevens and Barry Fitzgerald, we close the Old Craft Music Hall until meeting takes up again next Thursday. Featuring such outstanding citizens of the cinema and the wireless as my brother Bob, my erstwhile colleague Robin Burns, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Lee, Yuki, the Charioteers, and it's earnestly to be hoped, you. If you ain't in on it, the whole thing's a total loss. Good night.
Got no pucker. Lost it. Got a cold sore.
Now that pork is more plentiful, there's an extra reason for buying Kraft Salad Mustard. This tangy golden Kraft Salad Mustard adds lip-smacking flavor to baked ham, frankfurter, sausage meat, or to any other cut of pork that calls for prepared mustard. Buy Kraft Salad Mustard and put extra zest into your pork bonus feast. Or use that zippier Kraft Mustard with horseradish added if you prefer a somewhat sharper flavor. Put Kraft Mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at this same time to hear Bob Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Lee, the Charioteers, and our special guest for the evening, Bob Burns. Marilyn Maxwell appeared tonight through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of A Guy Named Joe. This is the National Broadcasting Company.